And we are back to the pre-show here at Mountain Home Radio. I've got Tommy and Sia with us from the Master Gardeners here at Baxter County. Always some great information, some great stuff comes out of these two. And, well, it has been a really, really strange year this year. Unfortunately, you guys haven't been able to have some of your meetings and some of the other things that you guys normally have the chance to do.
And we love to interact with one another, and you're right, we have not had our meetings. Any of our work groups are not working nearly as much as they have been because of the limit on the number of people. So it's been, like you said, it's been a different year. But I think if you look around the community, you're going to find a lot of people got involved in gardening this year that maybe had not in the past.
Yep.
And, you know, if you go to the plant stores and go to the, you know, big box stores, wherever, they have been doing a booming business.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When this thing first got going, I go to those places all the time, and I'm telling you, they were full. And,
yep.
And again, you talk to people, you just showed us some of your tomatoes you're growing, and it's that. A lot of novice people or people that haven't done it before are trying it, and they're loving it.
Yes.
And that's, I think next year rolls around and this thing kind of loosens up, it's going to be a whole new world. I think we're going to have a lot of new gardeners, and maybe that'll help Master Gardener. Maybe we'll get some new blood out of it. But it's been fun. It's been a challenge, but it's been, personally, I haven't enjoyed this at all because I'm a people person,
but I have
enjoyed playing in my yard a lot more than I have in the past. And again, you're locked in, you can't go somewhere. My wife says that's my place to get away from the world, and it is. I get out there and work and have fun and we'll see the results. So
I often wondered why my grandfather puttered around in his garden the way that he did as a young kid. I'm getting to an age now where I've enjoyed gardening for a lot of years, but I understand why he sometimes just spent a few minutes out there just wandering around looking at things.
And it's fun. This year I've renewed my growth of tomatoes. I have about 6 or 8 tomato bushes, and I'll be out in the front yard because that's kind of where I have where they get full sun, and I'll walk by the bush and pick off 3 or 4 of those little cherry tomatoes and just rub them clean and eat them right there. To me, they're like candy. I love them, love them, love them, and it's a lot better than the bowl of Hershey Kisses I have inside the house. So anyway.
just a little bit of advice, you can't combine those two.
New ideas.
Well, I am not a huge tomato fan to begin with, but the right chocolate with the right tomato is a really tasty combination.
Oh, my goodness.
Live and learn. I'm 77, and I'm learning new things all the time.
And,
so.
It was Ghirardelli chocolate, and it was a very, very
sweet
tomato.
Oh,
so,
there
yes,
you go.
We got to turn our attention back to, we don't have a plant of the month, and so I'm sort of thrown off here because I'm used to asking a couple follow-up questions with the plant
of
the month.
Because we knew we were short, we had a couple of updates on plant of the
okay.
month, so that
gotcha.
We focused on those this month
yep.
instead of, because we were worried about time.
Mm-hmm.
The other plant we wanted to talk about is alliums. We talked about them a few months ago as well.
Uh-huh.
And there's a variety that's come out just in the last couple years that I've tried in my garden, and I've actually seen in some other folks, and it's called Millennium.
Okay.
And this, it gets leaves that will remind you of chives.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't spread like chives. It's not going to invade your garden and take it over.
Okay.
It's about 1 to 1.5 feet tall and wide.
All right.
And it gets, the globes are about 2 inches with the tiny little flowers like it has. They're bright rosy purple. The stems are real sturdy. The clumps can be divided. It's not something that's going to come up and die off like the drumstick ones or
right.
the big globe ones.
Okay.
All right. It's less fertile than chives, okay? If you start to have a problem, I haven't had any trouble with it spreading, but if you do, just clip them off like you do with chives. But I've left them on, and they're pretty even dried, all
okay.
right? They're heat, drought, and deer tolerant, and in 2018, it was perennial plant of the year.
Oh,
so
okay.
I've had it in 2 years, and I love it, and I saw it in somebody else's garden a couple weeks ago, and they had 3-4 of them, and they looked just as good.
Yep.
So highly recommend it. So we talked about, you know, all the different varieties, but in my research on other stuff, I've stumbled across some things that I just thought were interesting to bring back to everybody.
Yep.
So
you said something right there that I've got to ask about. What's the difference between deer tolerant and deer resistant?
It's
the same thing, just a different word.
How
yes,
hungry the deer are.
I was just going to say how dry it really, the big thing is how dry it is. The deer are
okay.
going to come to your yard in bigger numbers in times of drought.
Gotcha.
You notice we probably didn't have too much trouble earlier in the year when it was so wet.
Yep.
But when we hit that dry period before the hurricane come through,
yeah.
they were everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. And you can spray and spray. And I've done good spraying, keeping them mostly out. But
yep.
But they're brazen, and they come right up to things.
I've got a couple of deer out there at Russia will come right up to the back door for the treats we put out there for the other animals. So, yeah.
But I truly don't think they like those aliens very much. Or aliens.
They don't like the kind of onion taste
to them or whatever. And that's a unique plant. And she talked about one variety, Millennium, but there's a bunch of different ones. And they can go all the way from 6 or 8 feet tall to like 10 inches tall.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Globemaster and Globe. And I've actually just thrilled with them because they have these big old balls on the end of them. They'll be growing up, and all of a sudden you just have this big, beautiful white or purple or whatever. And I have a little bed that has several different varieties of them, and it's kind of interesting because they're almost like a surprise. They come up pretty quick. They're not a surprise lily, but they're characteristics of it, I guess, to me anyway. But I love them. I like them a lot.
They're generally pretty showy in the garden,
yeah,
too,
real
especially
showy
when you get the bigger ones. Bigger. There's some odd varieties as well we talked about before, but definitely they're a showstopper, and the ones that do die back, you just plant them where there's something in front of them.
Right.
So as we call them, the knees don't show.
Yep.
And life is good.
Gotcha. Tommy, I'm just thinking you may have a whole new career ahead of you. Instead of being a master gardener, if you were to turn your attention to becoming a mad gardener, combine that alien with your hostas, maybe you'd have deer-resistant hostas.
The boys, it's
you're
funny.
You're trying hard.
Yeah, he's extending the show, but yeah. My hostas have done fantastic. You guys have heard about them, that the deer love them. Well, this last year or two or three, I've kind of put a lot of them in pots up on the deck. And they are showing off. I hate to say it, but they're looking good. So far, the deer haven't gotten on our back deck. That may happen.
Well,
but they are really showing off.
I have a bunch of guacamole deer at the entrance to my place. I've got a big brick sign with the name of the place and everything. And I've got two on the corners in front on each side. And I sprayed all around it. And this deer came up in between the two that were sprayed on one side, reached over the bench that's part of the sign and ate from behind.
Ate from behind, yes.
Yeah. Ate from behind,
yeah.
All right?
Deer are creative.
They're creative.
They want something, they're crazy.
It's interesting to watch them.
Deer are entertaining. Squirrels are just plain crazy. Yeah. I'll give you that. I'm actually going to be able to take this break on time. We've actually got the train back on the track, so I'm going to take this quick little break. I need to tell you that you're listening to The Morning Show, brought to you in part by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center. Stop on by the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download the Baxter Regional Care Urgent Care app. You will have a doctor in your pocket wherever you go. Going to take the final break here this morning. Tommy, Seal, and I to wrap things up for the day right after this. And we return one more time here in the Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. No line over there at Hardee's right now. Stop on by the drive-thru, grab yourself something delicious to eat or drink. All kinds of great food and drink over there. And trust me when I say, if you like something a little bit different, try their hot cake sandwich. It's a pancake, an egg, a piece of sausage, and another pancake sandwich. Oh, boy, is it good. Unfortunately, it's delicious. It just doesn't do my diet a whole lot of good. So I have to limit myself to one cinnamon roll and one hot cake breakfast per week. But I will be getting one of those here in just a little bit. Right now, I do have two master gardeners here in the studio with us this morning. It is fall. One thing that I have taken note of this year, with all the water and all the cooler weather we had to start the year, it seems like some crops are a little behind this year. I actually still have a couple tomato plants that are still flowering and starting to produce fruit, but I'm just now starting to get my tomatoes off. But I'm hearing more and more people talking about, it's just been a little bit slow this year. So as we're heading towards winter right now, is there anything we should be doing with these last-minute plants that are coming up and out, and what should we be doing getting ready for wintertime?
Well, number one, do not forget to water these guys, because as much rain as we had earlier, it has gotten dry, and your yard plants and your pot plants, I have a bunch of roses planted in pots this year, and you've got to water those guys. They look beautiful, but it doesn't take a day or two of, even with 80 degrees, you're thinking, okay, it's mild, it feels pretty good, but keep water on your plants. They need it. And it's funny, I have a bunch of those knockout roses, and they come and go, and they've come back right now, and they're putting on a show for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I like doing that. But again, just be smart. Walk around your yard, look around, see what needs to be watered, but continue to water, this is a good time to clean up stuff. It's a good time to get out when it's not so real, real hot.
Right.
Move things around, and like Seal said, great time to start dividing your plants up. And again, there's all kinds of fun things happening. We have a plant sale every year, but there's also Vicki Gardner, as everybody knows, has a plant swap coming up here not too long.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of fun things going on that you can do. And anyway, just it, it's a good time to be in the yard.
Well, there's all kinds of things that we can be doing outside right now, and as we're getting towards winter, cleaning up all the plants, all the bedding stuff, this is the time to be starting to work on that stuff, looking with an eye towards next spring.
You got it.
Absolutely, but don't discount fall, all right?
Okay.
All right, you got pansies, you got dianthus, dusty millers, right. Snapdragons you can plant in the yard.
Ma'am.
And start thinking about what you're going to do with your pots at Christmas time, because you can buy some green
Yep.
evergreen type things to stick in them in preparation and get a couple seasons out mm-hmm. of them that way. You don't want to be fertilizing anything right now.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, because plants are, you really don't want to encourage new growth.
Right.
You don't want to prune anything until dormancy right now.
Okay.
And anything that blooms in spring, you don't want to prune till after it blooms in spring. But
right.
everything else, you want to wait till dormancy, because if you prune now, you're going to encourage growth, which takes strength out of the roots.
Right.
All right,
yep.
So you don't want to do that. You can save seeds from some of your plants.
Okay.
Walk around the yard if you've got something. I've got a few things there that I do save
yep.
the seeds that kind of go here and there. And, mm-hmm. and one of my plans is to dig one thing out and plant the seeds there so that this plant goes where I want it instead of trying to move it in
right.
the spring. And that may work and it may not.
My wife has already been busy collecting some of the seeds from peppermint and from marigolds already, so...
Oh, my goodness.
Good idea. Good
your peppermint seeds, that doesn't come back?
Well, it does come back. She wanted to take them and also move them to a different location. So she grabbed probably about 8 or 10 heads
okay.
worth of seeds.
Okay.
And they have a new, unique location that I have not been informed where it's going to be next spring.
Okay.
I'm like the wheel man. All I do is drive. I don't really know where I'm going. I just wait for the passenger to say, hey, I need to be here, and I do what needs to be done.
Well, be careful with where you plant peppermint.
Yes.
That's something you want to keep in a pot and not in the
yeah,
ground.
Yeah, yes.
And I don't take my own advice. I had a creeping oregano, which is a ornamental oregano.
Yeah.
But it's a mint family.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ripped that all out 2 weeks ago.
I was going to say, it took over a little bit, didn't it?
It was probably 6x6.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's one thing I noticed about the peppermint right off the bat is it does like to, once it gets established, it does like to run on you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You've got to dig all those roots out,
yes.
and you're going to be watching it for a few months for little pieces that come up, because you won't get all the roots the first time. I can guarantee
that. Well, thank
you
for the warning on that one. Now I'm all worried about that. So, yeah.
Seal mentioned something, and fall can have some beautiful colors. And one of my favorites is mums, and those boys can get
yep.
big and pretty. And most a lot of people plant mums and use them as annuals. They mm-hmm. just throw them away. Put them in the ground somewhere. Give it a try. It may come back, and it may not.
Okay.
And I have probably, I bet I have 70 to 75% come back. Now
really?
They,
oh,
it takes
absolutely.
A while. They'll come back. You gotta, okay. you gotta keep cutting them back when they first bloom, and or not bloom when they first start coming up in the spring. And I think July 4th is the when you're supposed to quit doing that. But I've got a bunch that are out in my yard right now that are just about ready to come
okay.
on. And I bought some the other day. When I walk in these stores and see a plant that's getting ready to bloom, I just got to have one or two or three of them. And mums just remind me of football, remind me of fall.
Yep.
And again, another one I love, and she mentioned it, is Dusty Miller. And Dusty Miller is kind of a silvery look to it.
Okay.
It will... Anyway, they're pretty. They look. They give you a contrasting color for all the other things, and
right.
I like them a lot.
Well, and it adds a little extra splash to whatever garden you got.
Exactly.
Right, and yep. they're a little bit. You can grow them through the summer, but they don't always. It depends where you put them.
Yep.
If you got
okay.
them in full sun, they won't be quite happy.
Gotcha.
They need a little shade.
A little bit of shade.
But they're a great foil in a pot,
okay,
against something deep purple, Purple Queen, or
right.
those kind of things. They do real well against them.
Well, I know we're finding more and more plants that are amenable to our area that have a much different colored foliage, and so we're starting to see a few more colors out and about here.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
And fall is great for foliage,
yes.
all right? If you don't have any colorful trees in your yard,
mm-hmm.
it's time to take a drive, ask people what that tree is that you fell in love with,
right.
and see if you can get
yep.
one. Your Japanese maples, some of them turn different.
I knew you were going to go there, thank you.
Well,
our favorite.
Yeah.
Well, it's everyone's
yes.
favorite.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and but do some research on them for size and
uh-huh.
for color, because some of them do go through different colors
yes,
in the
ma'am.
Spring, summer, and fall. Fall, so
yep.
you may get three different seasons out of them for color. So
okay.
pay attention to
yep.
what you're buying. There's so many varieties.
Yes.
Don't be don't stick to just what you see locally. This is something you want to research and put some money into. There's some really interesting things out there.
For all that, I encourage everybody to shop locally. I just know that there are a few plants and other things you just cannot source right here in the Mountain Home area, and sometimes you do need to get onto that catalog company or something like that, get that plant.
Do that, or go, if you find something you like, ask one of your local people if they can get it in.
Yes.
That's kind of hit and miss, but you know what? It works.
Yes, it does. Okay? So I know you guys aren't having any meetings right now. Do you guys have any projects you got working on? Got about 10 seconds left here really quickly.
Right now we don't.
Okay.
Until we get this past this little fog, as they say. We really can't talk about any events yet.
Well,
and it's breaking our hearts.
I was going to say, I know you guys trade and swap plants out. I know not having the plant sale this year just killed you guys, but that means twice as much variety hopefully next year. So.
Well, I'm starting to dig, so I'm hoping.
Planning ahead.
That's it. Tommy Seal, thank you guys so much for coming in. As always, certainly appreciate all the great information that you've got. That being said, well, that's going to wrap up this edition of The Morning Show. You've been listening this morning on KJMT, Mountain Talk 97.1, KRZP Mountain Country 92.7, and Arkansas Rocks KCMC 94.3. I'm going to head on out for the day, but I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.